This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, let's bring up verse 37. There was a crowd going by, and he asked what's happening. And verse 37 says, they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. I love that phrase. I want to do something with this phrase that I've never done before. I want to suggest to you that in life and people's lives, there are opportunities where Jesus passes by and people don't even know it. September 11th, 2001. There were people that were open to the words of Christ more at that time than any other time in my lifetime, and maybe at no other time in my life. And you know what I'm talking about. I had people ask me questions that never asked me questions before. There were people in the church I served in Atlanta that said people at work were asking them spiritual questions. People that never gave a thought to Jesus Christ or to the Bible or anything spiritual, wanting to know about heaven. What was happening? Jesus was passing by. This sounds strange to most people, but if you give me a choice and say, Randy, would you rather conduct a wedding or would you rather do a funeral? I'll say, I'll take the funeral. Most people say, why wouldn't you rather do a wedding? Aren't weddings happy times? Well, depends on the mother of the bride. Sometimes that can be pretty rough. And I'm serious. I have had some rough situations with mothers of the bride. I don't even want to go in there and talk about it, but that's true. Sometimes the mother of the bride can, you know, I'm not going to say what she turns into, but you know what I mean. I'd rather do a funeral for this reason. It's not morbid at all. Jesus passes by at a funeral. I didn't believe that personally. I really didn't. Until ministering in Columbus, Ohio, when a young man came up to me, probably mid-30s, came up to me at a wedding, of all things. And he said, Randy, you don't know me. I know you, but you don't know me. I was at a funeral you conducted 10 years ago, and then he named the person. I was not a Christian. I was not a believer in the Bible. I wasn't a believer in anything. But that day, when I heard you speak at so-and-so's funeral, and I had long forgotten what I said at that funeral, he said, that was the day. That was the day that I gave my life to Christ and decided to become a follower of Jesus Christ. What happened at that funeral? Jesus passed by. Now, I want to take that even a step further. You realize that in the lives of some people, you may be the only Jesus that people come in contact with? Isn't it sobering to think that Jesus may pass by somebody at work through you? Through your conversation, through your words, through your example, or lack thereof, Jesus passes by through believers. Jesus passes by through circumstances. Jesus passes by at funerals. I'll tell you one more. Jesus passes by in hospitals. I've gone to the hospital so many times in my life that I can sense what's going on. When I get on an elevator with people, I can sense when they've been called because somebody's either dead or dying. That happened to me at Grant Hospital in Columbus. I got on the elevator and a family got on. I could just feel it. And so I just was bold and I said, folks, did you just get a phone call to come down here? And they said, yeah, Dad's dying. And I said, you don't know me, I don't know you, but would you allow me to go with you to pray with your dad? And we went in there and Dad was already dead. And we just formed a prayer circle. I didn't know if they were believers or not, but they all bowed their heads and we said, God, we just commit him to you. That was a moment for Jesus to pass by, and we've got to be open to those moments. We have to be open to those moments in our lives and in the lives of other people.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.